cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona schools. Opening Minds Through the Arts, or OMA, is a pioneering art education program where the main goal is helping students achieve using the arts as a tool. By integrating the freedom and creativity of the arts with traditional learning in subjects like math, writing, and social studies, students assume ownership of their own learning. Next, we'll hear from Don Paul, the executive director of the OMA Foundation, and Darden Bradshaw, an OMA Arts Integration Specialist at Alice Vale Middle School. Don starts by asking Darden what led her to OMA and why applying the OMA model to middle school was so important.
I was in the process of teaching at the college level, and I kept noticing that my students didn't have the foundational background that I thought they should have in visual art. And I started to research to try and find out where were we losing them. And in the process of doing some of that research, I discovered that middle school was a real tenuous place for children, especially in the arts. And so I started to explore programs that were using arts as a way to increase student achievement and to focus on the engagement of students. And I heard about the Opening Minds Through the Arts program.
But middle school, all those hormones. You must have been in a very short line to get into the middle school teaching world.
You know, it takes a unique individual to teach in middle school. And I think middle school children are often the most misunderstood of all of the children in a K-12 system, and the ones that need the most support and assistance in terms of maneuvering through all the changes that they're experiencing and trying to walk that path between being a child and being an adult and struggling with that. Our world doesn't give them a lot of support.
Yeah, that's right. I've been in your classroom with the kids, and it's amazing to be in your classroom. Explain the role of the arts and arts integration in your work.
Well, I have a really unique job in that I get to collaborate with the classroom teachers. The teacher will share with me a challenge that the students often experience in learning a particular concept, a particular abstract concept. And then I collaborate with the teacher to introduce an art form, whether it's visual arts, music, theater, or dance, that will help teach that concept to the students in a different way, and to learn it in a way that it becomes a part of their being rather than just a thought process that someone has shared with them.
Give an example of a concept.
Well, a really good example is we have an opera trio at our school working with our sixth grade. And these children are able to use their knowledge, their growing knowledge of systems. Systems in terms of social studies with the way in which communities are developed. Systems in terms of science in looking at biotic and abiotic life. Systems in terms of language arts and in communicating and working together. How do you write a story, whether it's persuasive or a functional text? Using all of these concepts together, these students are creating an opera that involves their knowledge of systems across content areas and manifesting that knowledge through their own creation of an opera that they have written, that they are scoring, that they are singing in recitative and presenting. They have an ability to take chances. They have a freedom to take chances in their learning that children who've not been exposed to arts integration are reluctant to engage in. My experience has been that the children who've never had any form of arts integration are less inclined to participate as freely and with as much abandon and joy in the process of learning as are those students who've had prior experiences.
And it has to be great fun. What great fun it must be.
It gets very loud. It gets very loud as the students are engaged in creating. But that's the fun part of doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Learning is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be drudgery. Why not engage students in learning math in a really exciting and engaging way through dance? Why not engage them with their bodies? Mm-hmm. And I do think that you don't have to be an artist. You don't have to be trained in an art form. Teachers, as a rule, are creative. Teachers are passionate about being with children and helping children live better lives. And I think that teachers are committed to children. And it makes sense for them to use every resource at their disposal to build that commitment and to grow the knowledge and the engagement and the critical thinking of the children that are in their care. And arts integration is the prime way to do that, in my opinion.
We just heard Darden Bradshaw, an OMA Arts Integration Specialist at Alice Vale Middle School, and Don Paul, the Executive Director of the OMA Foundation.